Good morning, Anne-Marie Foley. How are you?
Good morning, Myra. Thank you so much for having me on. Delighted to be here.
Well, I'm delighted you're here, and so is all the team here. But I have been telling our listeners that you published a book. Now, I know there's a team, but you published a book called The Dollymount Dames. But no, I did sneak off, by the way, just to say, and I bought the book yesterday. And
Very good.
Well, it's fabulous. Now, I have to say, absolutely fabulous. And I love... Anyway, let me get to the point. You're donating all of the proceeds to the lifeboat service. But let me just say, how did the idea come up?
Okay, so first of all, thank you. This is great to get some exposure because it is for a very good cause, the lifeboats, and it's going to the branch, the host branch. So I suppose, like everybody during lockdown, Myra, we were confined to our 5K and we all had to try and find something to do with our time. So myself and a friend of mine, Anna Connolly and Susan Flynn, started off a WhatsApp group called Dollymount Dames, named aptly by Anna, so that we would know that none of us would ever swim alone. And that was October last year, the 19th of October, so we're not even a year old yet. So it started off as three, and we are now growing, and we have 59 members in our swim group, which is quite remarkable. And I suppose another remarkable... Sorry, go on.
No, I'm just going to say 59.
So I suppose the ethos and the philosophy of the group is that, you know, safety first. So nobody ever swims alone. And obviously, all the other benefits that I can go into later. But I mean, this group has been just a lifeline for all of us during a time of separation and a difficult, probably like the most incredible time that any of us will ever live through. In the middle of a global pandemic, we found solace in each other and in the cold Irish Sea.
Well, I have to say, I think I'm just looking at the part, the contents, and the list of items that are in poetry stories.
Yes.
The graphics are extraordinary, and the photographs are. Now I know one poem that I read, which was just the lady who was saying, "No, I don't think I really want to go and swim today," and then,
yes.
But the photographs are just amazing, and the cover. But when did you start thinking about this?
Okay, so when we started the group in October, I suppose by January we had about 30 members, and I'd been saying all along there was a story in this, and I think everybody has a story, and I thought, what a wonderful, be lovely to put a compilation together and allow the dames to tell their stories. So one January morning, a Monday morning, just like this, I put a message out on WhatsApp and said, listen, ladies, anybody interested in putting sending in a reflection or a poem or anything, your experience about being in the dames or in the water? And remarkably, I got 20 contributions, which was incredible. So maybe two-thirds of the group at that point contributed, which was just wonderful. Now, some of them needed a little bit of coercion, and some have FOMO, you know, that fear of missing out. So I told them they'd be very upset they didn't contribute when we were on the Late Late Show or near FM.
I know.
So that's all they needed.
Well, I have to say, on I think one of my favourite, all of them are wonderful, but on page 39, The Snug by Pauline Conley. And I have to say, it's just, I think it sums up the whole, but the stories are just wonderful. And but it's not just that, it's the graphics and the colours and the photography. So you found... For you, it kept swimming, kept the head.
It kept the head.
Sane.
But can I just go back a little bit,
course,
if you don't mind, Myra? Because you mentioned graphics, and I think it's important at this point just to mention the graphics were done by professional graphic designer Barry Kidd, who gave an enormous amount of time to this project, and we are so grateful to him for that. He came up with the ideas himself. We had a number of meetings. And, you know, the work was, it took a long time to get the finished product because there was lots of editing backwards and forwards. But Barry done a remarkable job. And as you say, the photography, again, a professional photographer. And Elaine is a dame, and we kind of, it was serendipity. She came into the snug, as we call the ladies' shelter, which was, you know, warmly named by Pauline Connolly. So Elaine arrived in one day with her dog, and we were trying to take a photograph, and she said, I'll take it. And it turns out she was a professional photographer, an award-winning photographer, actually. And she, again, spent countless hours doing all the headshots of the dames. So all of those are professionally done, and just kind of cataloguing our journey over the last year. So, you know, we've had many a celebration, all COVID compliant, of course. You know, we celebrated birthdays, and we celebrated Christmas Eve in the water, singing jingle bells, and Elaine was there, and all the different occasions. So it was wonderful. And two other people then I want to thank, if you don't mind, while I'm at it, Myra, or a few other people. Is that okay?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Great. So thank you. So the editing was a nightmare, I have to tell you. So there will be no volume two for anyone that's listening. not I won't be doing it. But the editing, myself and Pauline Connolly and Ciara Carroll spent countless hours looking and checking and debating grammar and hyphens and punctuation, and that was a really difficult job. So hats off to any professional editors out there. It's not for me. And then only recently our one of our newest dames, Flo MacDonald, designed a website for us, and it's dollymountdames.com, where people can buy the book. And Flo, again, yeah, it's fantastic. So, you know, it's in local retailers, but the first batch has actually sold out, which is remarkable, and I'm waiting for the second one.
Well, I think that's quite remarkable. I have to say, there's so many things in this book that has actually caught my eye. And in each page, there's a layer of things, like from the photograph of the ladies who've contributed wearing their swimsuits to the stories that they've written.
Yes.
But also in the background, you have women in Victorian Edwardian swimsuits. And
yes.
I'm actually opening it. That's the noise you're actually hearing it now at the moment. And I say this myself, like, people are inclined to forget that, Bull Island is quite young. It's only about 300 mm-hmm. years old. But the but where you swim, I think that's, how old is that? Is that a Victorian or Edwardian place?
No. So actually, one of the dames, which I see here, Carol talks about the history of the shelters. So they were built by an architect that worked for Dublin City Council in 1932, all around that era. So they're Art Deco, all of those shelters. So it's steeped in history, and they're very iconic. So there are some, Elaine did capture some of those iconic structures, and of course the pool bag chimneys as well in the book. So I suppose in a way, as well as our story, the motive for me was kind of to celebrate the dames, who I believe really are the embodiment of resilience and hope and empowerment. But it's also a piece of social history, if you like, for future generations. And I don't want to sound grandiose, but this is a documentation of something remarkable that happened in the middle of a global pandemic.
I think also, Anne-Marie, I think what I'm hearing is that the only time that you felt normal is, or mm-hmm. near normal, was when you were swimming, and that you could chat with social distancing and find yourself laughing and chatting away. And possibly there might have been one of the dames that was a little bit down getting in, but found herself laughing getting out. But it is social history as well. You're absolutely right. But I love the layers in this book. And I love the photographs when some of the women are in the water. There's one here of one lady laughing. There's three women in the page. It's on 31. And you have the chimneys behind, but she's smiling into the camera. But there's two women behind, and they're just chatting away, social distancing, in the middle of chit-chat. I also like the sign where no men It's just a big red line across. No men and women.
Now, we do love men as well.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, this is our little sacred space, if you like. And you alluded there to the benefits of sea swimming, Myra. I mean, it was not just the social and community in the sense of connectedness about it, but also the benefits for your mind, body and soul. And we all know the devastation that COVID caused for many, and you know, people suffered with mental health problems, and there's a psychologist, Adam Grant, that talks about, you know, that lack of flourishing or languishing, and really, I suppose this group helped us all flourish, and we've developed lifelong bonds have been formed during the, you know, during this time, which I think is remarkable. And I'd also like to say that most of us, I think I can nearly say that none of us were sea swimmers or had never swam through the winter until we joined the group. So that's another benefit. Yeah.
It was a discovery for each and every one of you.
Yes. And yesterday was World Mental Health Day, so we celebrated it as we do in the water, which was a lovely way to do it. We got together and have the cup of tea and the chat then afterwards, which
is
important.
Is it plenty of flasks, or can you buy coffee down there or tea?
Oh, it's flasks, and of course there may be a macaroon or scone made by our lovely Joyce. She keeps us all fed. So it's been a huge benefit, and we're going to launch the book formally, I mean, but really it's more a post-COVID shindig, really, in the Clontarf Yacht and Boat Club. So I want to give a big shout out to them. They've been incredibly supportive. They've always supported the lifeboats as well, but a particular thanks to the Vice Commodore there, Claire Meaney, who's just been so helpful, giving us the room, and we're going to have crack and keol on the night. It's the 11th of November, so we're looking forward to that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And you'll have plenty of books there to sell.
Absolutely. And as I said, online at dollymountjames.com. So a great Christmas present for everybody.
Oh, it is wonderful. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm just thinking, like, I have a sister in the Boston area, and I'm seriously thinking of getting another one and giving this one into her Christmas, put it into her Christmas card and sent it over to her, because she's a bit of a swimmer.
Reminder of home.
Sorry?
Yeah. It's a reminder of home as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Anne-Marie, are you in the health profession or something like that? Because you're quite knowledgeable about mental health.
I give that away. I think everybody that knows me knows my favourite quote, which I started the book with. The answer to that is yes. I started the book, the first quote was, "You can stop the waves, but you can learn to surf," by Kabat-Zinn, who is the guru in mindfulness. So my background, Myra, is nursing. I'm a general and mental health nurse, and then I went on and studied psychotherapy. So I'm working in the adult mental health service as a cognitive behavioural psychotherapist.
So you're seeing both sides of it.
Absolutely.
You really are.
Yeah.
And for your own mental. And I think it's important for listeners to understand that if they are feeling down, to just admit that and do something and just get out, even if it's just a walk. I found walking, particularly a friend of mine on Friday, we religiously walk, could be anywhere. Well, mostly, actually, I think I know every part of Bull Island. I think I do. But I have to say that I admire, I appreciate, and I just think it's a wonderful, an amazing idea, but a wonderful idea, but also a wonderful book that could go, that anybody from Dublin would really appreciate. And I just think it's wonderful, but I love the right at the very top at the on the cover, the lady, I think she's in Edwardian swimming suit, is she?
She is.
It's so
I suppose we thought the Danes kind of conjured up kind of images of bygone times, and really Barry came up with that without any prompting at all. So, you know, it was wonderful. And again, all of the graphics are like a watercolour in the background of that kind of Edwardian era, which I think suits the name of our group, the Dolly Mountains.
I think it's just sensational. It really, really is.
Well, thank you.
And I wish you the very best.
Sorry, I meant to say we made it to the Washington Post and the front of the Times as well. The Dame got a mention in the Washington Post.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I have to say, I spotted you last week's Northside People, and the photograph is just amazing. Of course, I didn't have the glasses on. I could see Dolly Mount, but I couldn't see the Dames. I hadn't got the good glasses, I should say. But a beautiful photograph. And to you and your team and all the people who contributed to the whole to the book, I just think it's amazing. And of course the lifeboat service, they're all volunteers out there in Howth, and absolutely. I wish you the very, very best. So you say there's no volume 2. Well, if there is, just you get in contact with me and we'll have another chat.
I will.
But in the meantime, Anne-Marie, congratulations, and I know you're a local, and I wish you the very, very best.
Thank you so much indeed.
Thank you for coming on this morning, and I wish you the very best. Bye, Anne-Marie. God bless.
Bye-bye.